Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live from beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here tonight. I'm Chris Moores, and this is the Creative Cosmos Radio Show. It's based on the ideas that are demonstrated in the website creativecosmos.org, and it has the intent of unifying Western art tradition and the Eastern philosophy and bringing them together and creating a transcendent vision that helps us become awakened and allows easier facilitation of the soul entering the body. And as tonight's show is going to be about various aspects of creation and the creator and creativity and various aspects of the universe in a creative form, then the website also reflects that creative spirit of art and writing and interaction between people. And one of the beauties of BBS Radio is it connects people, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to connect with people and to offer my service, which is to tune in to the universe and describe some of the things I've seen and some of the things I've captured in various forms. And it's also to make that available for you as a spiritual intuitive that you can call me and I can tune my attention to whatever's going on in your life. And I'll give you the toll-free number, 1-888-268-4313. Again, 888-268-4313. And I always have a topic and I'll always have things to talk about, but there's nothing more important to me than helping people directly. And if you have things going on, and you don't have to use your name if you don't want to, you can come up with another name, kind of like internet handle, but then you just call up and let me know what's on your mind. Maybe you feel the call and you don't know what to do, or you feel like something's strange, or these energies that are at work right now in the universe might be affecting you in some way and you can't quite sort it out. We have many tools available to work with the transition from the old way of thinking to a new fluid and open way of thinking that has all the best of what was and even more than you could have hoped for. So essentially what I'll do is I'll help you to raise your frequency. You just have to talk to me and it will trigger a response and we'll work together and it will be a catalyst to realization. There's a Zen story that I was thinking of today as I knew I was going to go deeper into this intuitive reading aspect of my work in the creative cosmos. I was reminded of the Zen story about the old woman in the village who was going around saying, the house is on fire, the house is on fire. And all the people, they could see her house, and the place where the woman lived, and they saw that it was clearly not on fire, and they were like, woman, you're crazy. What are you talking about? And somewhere along the way, she comes to explain to them that the house she was referring to was the body. And by being on fire, she basically meant that time is running out, that there is a sense of urgency. It's a way to underscore that now is the time to do this. There's not a time to put it off. I'm here, available, and open, ready to listen and help work with these things right now. So I just want to give the number again, so you have it, 888-268-4313. 1-888-268-4313. And if you're listening, and we are all becoming familiar with the concept that there aren't really coincidences, that all things have a purpose and have a meaning, and that's the synchronicity concept as well, that if you for some reason tuned in and me speaking in this way makes you think about something and brings something up in you, as I say again, now is the time. 1-888-268-4313. And early on when I was, now I'll move to the topic and feel free to call anytime. As I was discovering the way I wanted to present and formalize what I was discovering through realization and direct opening to the universe through the study of Zen, I recognized that what was naturally wanting to occur was some form of expression. Now, I'd always been an instrumentalist, and a quite good one too, but for quite a ways into the whole process, I had yet to become a musician. It wasn't, and many musicians and artists right now are going through this very process. You come to the end of knowledge, and you feel the call of something more. And there are plenty of answers. There are plenty of resources. That is the beauty of our time, and that will inevitably be our success. And what we are doing right now, in this moment, both at thecreativecosmos.org and at bbsradio.com, are making these resources available. We're digging them out. We're discovering them. We're bringing them up again and again and again. We're talking about them. We're sharing information. And it isn't all true for everybody, but we need to be exposed to all kinds of things to realize what resonates with us, what causes us to feel pleasant and at peace, and ways in which we can deal with the difficulties involved in sorting out the whole process. So discovering that for me, I wanted to draw, I wanted to sing a song, I wanted to write, I wanted to shout to the world that we live in the brilliant universe and that everything's possible for everybody. And I just couldn't see myself fitting into very small aspects, like I am just a graphic artist, or I am just a composer of this type of tune, or I am just one thing or the other. I kept, every time I tried to label myself or put an identification on it in accordance with outer expectations, I felt trapped or pressured. So inevitably I realized that there was no way around it, that I was going to have to be free to be creative in as many forms as I could, and that for me the message of the universe was going to be one of creative inspiration. And so then the father aspect of the universe, as many in the past would call God the Father, became embodied as the creator, the one who sets the manifestation in motion. And while reading Barry Long's book, I believe it's called Origins of Mankind in the Universe, way up north in Manitoba on a fishing trip, I'll tell you, if you want to have a mystical experience, go to the Great North. For some reason, the other side seems pretty accessible from over there. A lot of the most amazing perceptions I've had were very far north. But while reading that book and on that trip, I started becoming really aware of the sun as creator in this solar system. And if you think about it, it's the source of life for this area, essentially the provider of life, the father of life. And it also reminded me of a concept by Buckminster Fuller called syntropy. Now, there's the idea of entropy, the tendency for things to break down. And I often bring that up and throw that out there in my life because you see it all the time. Things tending towards the chaotic or wanting to fall apart. Well, now, syntropy is quite the opposite, the tendency for things to find order. And the sun is an order giver, a portal through which life pulses and finds form. And so I call this aspect, we can call it for what our purpose is today, the Trinity of the creative cosmos. And that was one aspect, the creator, the father, and manifestor. You could also say the governor of this realm. And so then we go to the second part of the Trinity, and we could tie it in with what had been known in the past as the Holy Spirit. And I remember as a child, and I'll bet in many children's minds, the Holy Spirit is a pretty elusive concept. I know I always thought when I was young that was some kind of ghost, Holy Ghost. I thought it was like a spooky ghost, or it kind of scared me. And, you know, we all in some way or another hold on to ideas that were shaped when we were young. And if we had this, you know, we have to continue to allow for it to evolve and not freeze into place as a kind of default understanding. So if you've always had a default understanding and you're listening to my voice right now and you haven't revisited this material in your mind, now's the time. Go back and consider it. Doesn't mean that what you thought was wrong, but there might be more to it. It might deepen. It might become even better, you see. And I feel that the Holy Spirit is a real force, a presence that has a certain benevolence. And I found it to have a feminine quality. In fact, I've grown accustomed to referring to the creative spirit as the mother, and it's indicative of earth and we can tie in the Gaia idea. And see, again, the Gaia idea can get reduced to something a lot more trivial than what it is. We have to not put it quite in human terms, but allow it to be what it is. And this is how we will find it for ourselves. Again, we find it where it is. We open up to it and allow it to come to us. And as any mother would do that had a child who was suffering, the spirit will seek you out if you make room for it in your heart. You see, maybe the spirit comes to you and you can't hear it, you can't feel it, because you're thinking about other things. You may even be thinking about, why does the spirit not come to me? And you could miss the spirit knocking on your door. And you could see the spirit in the expression of nature and in grace and the beauty. And the Zen hollow bamboo idea comes into play as a means for which we can conceivably resonate with the spirit presence. We remove our sense of self, which becomes a block to higher perception. This doesn't mean we lose anything. Again, we evolve our concept. We don't want things to stop. We want to continue to grow our idea of ourselves and to expand and become new and find new things and change with the flow. Creativity intrinsically is non-repetitive. We can have similar forms and we could have themes and many messages on many levels, but no two moments will ever be the same. No two expressions, two leaves on a tree, fingerprints, birds in the sky, is all original, a new expression. It is a form of art. Nature's art is life on earth. And this moves us to the third aspect of the creative trinity, is the creation. So the creator, the father and center of our solar system, and unites with the earth energy, the water, the feminine, and then the children, the sons and daughters of God on earth, and the animals and all of life are the creation. They should be the reflection of love between two heavenly bodies. And all of existence resonates with this vibration. And every person that is alive has a right to all that comes with such a powerful background. We have to allow ourselves to think well of ourselves, not just that, hey, I'm a good person here, but I have potential. I have cosmic potential. I am a being with unlimited capabilities. I can awaken my energies. I can learn to tune into the sun or tune into the earth or relax and enjoy myself in the place that has been provided for me. It is for forgetfulness that contributes to the stress, which then compounds upon itself and keeps us locked into turmoil and blocks us from coming to this remembrance ourselves. Even as I speak this, I hope to trigger the remembrance of similar experience in other people. And that is where the reality of it lies, in your own understanding, in what it means for you. So we have the creator and creativity and the creation. Three aspects of the universe that all have a tangible reality. In honor of this theme, I spent a little bit of the day updating one of my old songs that I thought would go really well with what we're talking about today. And the name of the tune is called Life is Good.
Oh, life is good. Life is good. See the sun that's shining all around. Feel your feet bare upon the ground. There's always something special going on. Got to tell the people so they know. Got to tell the people so they grow. Life is good. Ooh, life is good. Now shout it from the rooftops everywhere. Sing about the music in the air. Invite them to the story of their very own lives. Got to go and visit a tree. Meet the birds and the bees. Oh, life is good. Oh, life is good. Peace and friendship upon the earth. Humanity is one. Love and hope for a new birth. Our time has come. Oh, life is good. Oh, life is good. There's got to be a reason we are here. If only just for a few more years. Golden opportunity to get something done. Got to love your neighbor and yourself. Got to touch the soul of someone else. Oh, life is good.
Again, that was Life is Good. And if you like that kind of music, I keep a collection of it on the website, creativecosmos.org. If you look a ways down the front page, you'll find a link called CC Song of the Week. I put a new song up there every week, if I can. And it, yeah, a lot of them are mine, and some of them are also friends and who write songs and record them, and we have a couple songs by our friend Indian in the Machine, who you know has a show later on tonight. I believe it's 10 p.m. Central. And yeah, it's a place. And if you have a song out there that you'd like me to put on Song of the Week, just email it to me, creativecosmos@mn.rr.com. And also, our music is available on our Creative Cosmos online store.com page. And my girlfriend and partner, Amy, works on that with me, and she's been doing a fantastic job of updating it and working to get some of my books and CDs finalized so we can get the word out and get some of the stuff in your hands and really help facilitate the transformation and make tools available. And she works on our monthly newsletter, and if you want to be a part of our community and stay connected, sign up for our newsletter off either from the store site, again, creativecosmosonlinestore.com, or on our front page of our main site, creativecosmos.org. So again, yeah, I'm kind of emphasizing for tonight and for the future the aspects of the readings that I will do for people if they call in, and it's kind of for it's like a life evaluation or a review or just kind of really providing insight into what's happening. You know, maybe you're not doing that thing that you dream of doing, and it's hard to sort out your feelings on the matter, or yeah, anything, or even something like you have a crazy dream, or you ran across some strange elemental in the forest, or you name it. You call and we'll talk about it. 1-888-268-4313. And Don tells me some of you are out there listening, and I know you're out there. And if you want to listen, just kick back and listen. No need to call. If you just want to soak it up and hear my voice and listen to new ideas, that's wonderful. Just hang back, you know. We're looking for anybody who feels called to connect anytime. So no sweat. We will do it sometime. No problem. Again, 1-888-268-4313. And picking up on our theme of creator, creativity, creation, I want to talk to you about levels of this. It isn't just all cut and dried in one place. Consider how there's even a sort of hierarchy of creation. If you got a star that gives birth to planets, and to me, the planets are the stars' ideas, are the stars' dreams and hopes manifested in form, and that's where they come from, mythologically speaking. So a star gives birth to a planet, and then a planet gives birth to a person. Now consider it from here. Now we're a person on the ground. We have starlight inside of us. We have the water of the earth and the fiery spirits of the sun, our star. And we here can make those qualities our own. This is what ascending and transcending is all about, is awakening that aspect within us and growing up to become conscious of that in each moment. So the artist who tunes into the creativity of the universe and expresses it in form has become a creator. So now we have the creation becoming the creator and creating a new level in the hierarchy of creation. And in that way, we become empowered to create our own universe. We can create things. We can create art. We can create music. We can create sculpture. And I certainly am one to call for much more in the way of sculpture and monuments in America and throughout the world, that these things spur our imagination. They awaken the possibilities in us. They keep our eyes to the skies and hoping for it symbolizes humanity. It symbolizes all that we're capable of. I would love to get involved with creating monuments in cities. And the creativity that operates through the various creators is the same force which flows throughout the realms. That creativity is a reflection of the fountain of life. Another way to say the source. You just have to imagine this almost a vortex or a portal. See, I view this too as being what we didn't on a even higher level of creator beyond the star to the galaxy itself. I've never been one to think that the Big Bang was exactly how it occurred, where you take a solid core that's just sitting there and then it explodes. My view is that they do perceive it, the matter of the universe, as extending out from the center point, which their scientific information verifies, but I don't think it's from a static point. I think it's from a portal. I think it's from an opening. It's the point of where the vibration becomes dense enough to become manifest in the lower realms, and that transition to the point of where it becomes perceivable as physical universe propels it forward. It just goes and then keeps expanding. And at some point, the black holes could be where it turns back in upon itself. So it isn't just extending forever and ever, but at some point it turns back on itself. And the black holes, now correlate the black holes as nostrils in a person, because, you know, all the masters say we are the universe, and they often are way more literal than we think they are. They say it right flat out. So imagine black holes are like your nostrils, and you breathe in, and then you breathe out, and that could be a whole cycle of universal creation. And you breathe in through the black holes, and then you breathe out, a whole nother cycle. Because what does it matter if it takes 5 seconds or 5 billion years? In eternity, it is simply a slice of time, a wedge of time that comes and goes. So, that was kind of a big wave that came into me, just tore on through and left me dazed for a second there. I had to take a little pause. That was pretty cool information and thought that's knocked around my head a little bit in the past, and it was interesting to give it form. I hope you're enjoying this talk about our universe. It's my favorite subject. Just, I never forget that we are living a completely amazing experience, and in that it's very unlikely and a little absurd even that it has character and peculiarities. And everywhere you look, you see something different. And when the beauty is when creative people come together, they have more to share. If I've externalized a huge world of thought and expression, and you've expressed yourself completely, and we come together, there's such an abundance between us that it can lift us both higher. So this is the proactive way to live your life, rather than sitting back and letting things happen. Allow your imagination to function. Tune into the creativity and become a creator yourself, a creator of your own destiny, a creator just, and not even just of things, but you live your life surrounded in a creative atmosphere. Rather than walking down the hall, maybe you'll have a little skip. It's a relaxation. It's at-homeness in the universe. When you feel like bursting into song, which I know many of us do, I see people in their cars do it. For some reason in their cars they feel like nobody knows or they're not embarrassed in there. But somewhere else they might hold back. But if you feel like singing your heart song and you hold back, no matter why it is that you hold back, it could be because you're in a boardroom, or it could be because you're, who knows what, concentrating on doing a task well of some sort, or getting certain things done to meet an agenda, or whatever. So the idea is to go with the flow when it arrives and try to surround yourself with circumstance that is conducive for spirit. So in other words, you prepare the ground. You prepare yourself, and you prepare your surroundings. You create an atmosphere in your home of nice smells and nice music and nice lighting, and observe what your own externalizations are. Is it of your heart, or is it just stuff that you threw up on the wall? And if it is just something you threw up on the wall, look at it again. Look at it even now. Is that what you want? Are you surrounded with your joys, with what makes you happy, with what sparks your interest, with what fosters your dreams? Okay. So we're going to take another little music break here with one of my favorite songs. And if you could say I have a greatest hit at this point, this tune would definitely be qualified as one of them. It's been around for a couple years and stood the test of time as one of my favorites. And many of my friends like it too. And I think why is because it has that, when creativity came to me to create this song, I let it do its thing, no holds barred. I totally just let it fly. So I hope you enjoy this tune. It's not very long, but I think it's pretty interesting. Here it is. It's called Mushroom Moon. Mushroom Moon, and if you like that tune, we've just finished producing the CD that it comes on, which contains that name as well, Mushroom Moon CD. So cruise on over to the Creative Cosmos online store.com and get yourself a copy. There are many other interesting and expressive tunes on there which are indicative of the Creative Cosmos vibe. Alright, I hope you've been enjoying the show and are having a good evening and are catching a bit of the vibe, catching the creative spark that I'm hoping to convey. I'll give you the number again, and I'm going to keep giving the number every week, because one day there will be someone who will want to talk to me today or next week, or somebody's going to have something they want to talk about, and we'll be here. 1-888-268-4313. Again, 1-888-268-4313. And getting back to the creative force, we can discover this and use it as a method to both heal and reveal things about ourselves. Because it isn't that you totally know it and you learn it, and then after the fact you draw what you carefully construct in your mind based on the information that you've accrued thus far. That is not how it works. That you feel the ding-a-ling-a-ling of inspiration. Bing! Ah, something arrives. It could be a song, it could be an idea, it could be apply to what's going on in your life. You can learn to call it forth. It is at your disposal. It is a quality of your own soul, of your own spirit. This is something that is yours, that if you have something to accomplish, some kind of a challenge, something to express, something to demonstrate, something to share, throw it inside yourself. Just kind of know to yourself that you're seeking information or a solution or ideas about something. Just form a set of parameters and throw it inside. And then you'll find that somewhere along the way, it will start arriving in your heart or in your mind. Even as I plan for these shows, I don't know from one week to the next usually what I'm going to do. Right now I happen to know the next few shows. Next week I'm going to have a really cool show. It's going to be called Generation X Spirit Warriors. And I'm going to have two close friends on who have kind of become awakened through the Creative Cosmos method, and then also tuning in, because the Creative Cosmos method itself just is a doorway to all things, as there are many doorways to all things, but somehow you just have to break through and open up and realize the spiritual transformation for yourself, and then once it engages, everything will happen on its own. The river will meet the ocean. So you don't know what you're going to, and this is an idea that I really, a friend of mine named Ray Sasaki, a trumpet teacher now at the University of Texas, who had a background in Zen through his family, he helped me understand that you have to go with creativity. You can't just say, all right, at 3 o'clock, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write me a novel. No, you just think about it, dream about it, and when it starts forming, when it starts coming to you, allow it to come and follow it through. And you may not know, and you probably won't know ahead of time of what it is. So you may doubt yourself, and this is where so many people stop the flow. They have a fear that it's going to be rejected somehow. I remove that fear from your mind. It has no consequence. It is your life to express freely and unashamedly. Share it. And even though the first steps may be tentative, in time you'll become more comfortable and more confident and expressing what comes to you. But you have to take the first steps. You have to begin. And I know myself, as I would find myself drawing. When I surrendered, see, this is the thing about creativity. If we have a personal agenda, we can make something based on our predisposed parameters. But if we don't have a personal agenda and simply leave the door open, then absolutely anything from any level is possible. And the more we get developed at refining the process, then more and more intricate and subtle truths can be conveyed. And you learn about yourself by doing this. You create something in this spirit of the moment, and then you look at it and reflect upon it. And in that reflecting and seeing what you made, seeing your time as the creator, you grow. You become more mature. You learn about yourself. And then the next time you create, you're a totally different person. And you make something, and you look at that, and you reflect upon it, and you grow. And then the next time you create, you're a different person. And this way we share the universe's experience, or God's experience. God creates and observes, grows, creates some more. And this is expansion. This is how we grow beyond our body and even beyond this place and extend as far as we can possibly allow ourselves to. As I said, with the sun in the center of the solar system becoming a point of entropy where things tend to gain order, when you become familiar with the creative process and continue to do it and channel the creativity to where you're in tune with creativity almost all the time, and you're the creator almost all the time, and your expression is your own children, then you will know, then you will understand. It's this moving and changing that keeps you fresh, that keeps the newness of life and keeps us alive, nourishes us, and helps us uncover who we are, do what we're meant to do, and find the peace inside ourselves that comes with doing this. Thank you for sharing this time with me. As I say every week, I'm always available. Give me a call, drop me an email to at creativecosmos@mn.rr.com. Sometimes people write me about some of the things I mentioned earlier, and I try to respond. I usually read the email, and by the time I'm done reading the email, I'll already have the answer or already be channeling the flow towards the circumstance or the situations. There's also the wonderful Question the Experts board on donsblogandservice.com. I'm on there too, and so are many other insightful and interesting people that have a whole other areas of consciousness that they explore and uncover. We're here to talk and reveal the mysteries and share the mysteries and make the information available so you can choose what's right for you based on everything, not just the limited slice that's fed to you in predetermined amounts. It's your life, and you should be free to live it as the truth in your heart guides you to do. Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful week. I will be here again to share with you more things. Like I said, next week we have a very interesting show, Generation X Spirit Warriors. There'll be three of us talking. Amy Butson, who I referred to earlier from the store, and Pete Van Vliet, all-around Renaissance man, interesting guy, golfer, runs his own business, tuning into the universe like you wouldn't believe all of a sudden, and he's really anxious to share his experiences with you too, and to continue to build our community. And we'll close the show with a tune expressing as closely as I could in music the Holy Spirit. It's called Om.